It's 1021, and this is the theme song of Downton Abbey, entering its third season on PBS tonight. And Matt Rausch, TV Guide entertainment editor, joins us to talk about the biggest pop culture phenom of the new year. And Matt, what a lineup indeed it is tonight for the two-hour opening tonight of Downton Abbey.
Yeah, and adding to the spice of it, we've never had do a sort of the TV thing where it gets a guest star, a big super guest star. And here we have Shirley MacLaine, the legend, the American film legend, coming to lock horns with Maggie Smith, who has won Emmys and Golden Globes, what have you, for playing the Dowager Countess, who's always good for a withering aside, and especially when this American, this rich American, comes to their mix. Of course, this rich American has kept Downton Abbey pretty much propped up since we've ever known the place, because the Earl of Grantham, who runs the Abbey, or the house, the country manor, he married a rich American to keep hold of the house, and that fortune comes from the mother, who is Shirley MacLaine, coming in for a big wedding, the wedding that people have been waiting for between seasons, between Matthew and Lady Mary, and all kind of manners of good intrigue that comes both above stairs and downstairs. There's financial problems for the house, and there's scheming among the staff, and it really is just a delicious costume drama. It is one of the best of its kind that we've ever seen, and it's really in great shape for the third season. It goes on for the next seven Sundays. Too short by many people's taste, but that's how they do it over in Britain, and it just will leave you wanting more, I do believe. There are some really major twists that happen in the last half of the season. I think it actually gets better as it goes on, but it really is fun to have a show like this back. It is something like Masterpiece Classic hasn't seen in many years, to have a show that really does command the water cooler. We have it on our cover of TV Guide magazine this week, so I mean, it really is just something to celebrate, having a show this much fun, this sort of really truly delicious television come on, and it's always something to look forward to in the new year.
All right, let's change channels now from PBS to ABC.
From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live!
Big time change for Jimmy Kimmel starting this week. Tell us about it.
Yeah, on Tuesday, he flips with Nightline. So he goes on at 11:35, going head-to-head with Letterman and Leno. This is a real shot across the bow from ABC, believing in this guy who is younger, and he represents a younger generation. He's very popular with the young viewers, especially like the college-age kids. He's very irreverent. Some of the stuff they do, the conceptual comedy stuff, does almost remind you of what it was like in the early days of Letterman, who is truly Jimmy Kimmel's idol. When Jimmy had his one-week stand in Brooklyn around the time of Hurricane Sandy, David Letterman did the rare gift of going across the river to sit with him and to be a guest on his show and really welcome him into this fray. He's doing well. No one expects him, I think, to win the time period, but I think in terms of the younger demographics, it will do well by ABC. Although ABC News is not happy to have Nightline pushed back past midnight. It's been holding down that slot for so long, but ABC has long been talking about making this move, and now it's going to happen.
Matt, thanks so much.
Oh, you bet.
Matt Rausch, entertainment editor at TV Guide.